Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Selling Digital Podcast. I am Yatsia, your host, creator of OnlineTemplateShop.com. This is episode 45, and I want to talk about brand values. It sounds boring. I know. This is kind of like one of those basic things that you need to do in the beginning of your business because it will shape who you are. It will shape your messaging. It will shape what you create and all of that. But a lot of us don't want to sit down and do the boring things, like just sitting down and having to think through all of this brand values. Oh my God, what is that? Trust me, I didn't do that. I created from a place of, this is what I feel like creating today. This is why I know my audience wants. So I'm going to make it. And thank God, I never created something that was too weird or something too different from what I am good at or what I wanted to create. But I have heard from other people and other business owners that tell me, I created this course or I created this one template, but I'm not so happy about it. I know that my audience wants it, so I made it. It sold well, but I don't feel aligned with it anymore. And yes, I have a couple products that I have retired that I didn't feel aligned with anymore. And that's totally fine. But I don't feel like those particular products were completely out of my brand values or completely out of what I want to create and what I want to put out there. Now, brand values can be a tough thing to put on paper because usually this type of thing is attached to your moral compass and what your own beliefs are as a person, not necessarily as a business. There's been a lot of talk lately. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos, people talking about a personal brand or a business brand. And this is not the episode for that, but I just wanted to bring that up because there is a very fine line between what you believe to be okay and what you believe to be true versus what your business stands for, what your business messaging is. And again, it's hard to put on paper because these are thoughts and feelings and beliefs, and it's hard to just put into words on paper. So last week when I received an email from Jason and Caroline Zook, I don't know if you know them, they own Teachery, they run WAME, which is a coaching program that I joined, oh my God, years ago, and I'm still part of. I look forward to their emails. I look forward to learning from them. I think they're running their business in a very, super chill way that is very true to who they are and how they live and all kinds of things like that. So last week, they sent out an email with something that they call the content pantry. And there was a screenshot of... Okay, I found the email. I'm sorry if there was like a weird jump between what I was just saying to what I'm saying now, but it's because I stopped the recording and I went back to my email and I searched for it because I wanted to tell you exactly what it is. So if you get their emails, the subject line is AI is here. How do we adapt? And towards the middle of that email, when you scroll down, you will see where they put a repeatable system for coming up with endless content ideas. And they talk about what the prompt pantry is. And there's a screenshot there where they share how they organized what their, let me move this out of the way. Okay, so what their customer problems are, the outcomes, teaching topics, and their brand values and beliefs. So basically, I took a piece of paper and I created my own using their, their own template and their own prompts, but to create my own. And Man, that was hard. I created all of that. I created the customer problems, what the my customers' outcomes are, meaning what I want my customers to get from me, my teaching topics, and then my brand values. And that part came out so easily out of my brain. And then I realized this is what I've been talking about for all of the past 2 years. I feel like it's been about 2 years in this business where I've been more vocal about what I think it's right and what I think it's not so great in the online business world. And I'm going to share those four things with you. And then I'm going to comment a little bit about those four things because I know they come off as harsh to some people. I know they have gotten me a lot of unsubscribes every time I send out an email about something a little bit too out there. People unsubscribe. So let me just tell you what it is, and then I'll talk a little bit about each one. So the first brand value that I wrote down was know the topic you are teaching on. This one is very important, and this one I repeat all the time because if you are, for example, selling a planner about time blocking and you have never held a calendar in your hand with five sets of highlights on the other hand and highlighted your way to a perfectly time blocked week, don't even talk to me. I have seen that so many times. People emailing me, hey, do you have a template for this? Because I want to create a journal about this thing. And they have no idea what it is. They just want to go on ChatGPT, put a few prompts that they purchased from someone else, create a journal about whatever topic that they have never in their lives touched the 10-foot pole. It drives me insane. Know the topic that you are teaching. That is my number one thing, because people will reply to your emails. People will send you a customer service question. And if you cannot answer that question, then we have a problem. Brand value number two is don't start from scratch. And that's obvious. I sell templates. I buy templates from other people for many things that I cannot create myself. Like I've told a million times, creating templates for social media, it is not my thing. I have a few in the membership, but they're not the best. And it's not something that I'm going to pretend I know how to do for the sake of making a few dollars. Like that is just not me, right? So don't start from scratch, meaning if you don't know how to do something, go buy a template, go buy from someone you trust, from someone you can tell they know what they're talking about. And that will make your life a lot easier. Which brings me to brand value number three, which is sell your own thing. Buying templates does not mean that you're going to be selling someone else's product. Don't get me started on done for you content. This is not the episode because I will totally lose it. But selling your own thing is very important, and selling your own thing that is directly related to a topic that you know enough of to create a product, that right there is gold. You will make money. There is no way you cannot not make money if you're creating a product from your own knowledge, from your own brain. Yes, you can use ChatGPT and Claude and whatever to fine tune your messaging, to fine tune your product, but you need to sell something that you know what it is and is your own IP. Selling a done for you product that someone else did for you and all you're doing is changing the colors from blue to pink is not selling your own thing. You are not. You just simply are not going to make as much money as if you create your own. And you can start from scratch or you can start from templates. It doesn't matter. Starting from templates is a wonderful thing, but that's all that it is. It's a template for you to go in and change your things. And then we come to number four. This is the hill I will die on. No passive income. That's it. That's all I wrote for number four. I wrote no passive income. There is no such thing. And that is all I'm going to say about this one. because I can get very passionate about this. If I hear or if I see someone else on my email inbox talking to me about passive income, I will burn my computer down. No, actually not. I'm not going to do that because my computer is how I make money. So no, I'm not going to do that. But I will unsubscribe and delete and just ignore that person forever. Because, man, it's just not a thing. It's not a thing, okay? Not a thing. I have a few episodes and a few links about how I feel about passive income. I will link them in the description of this episode. If you feel like listening to it or getting triggered by me, then that would be amazing. Now, with those four brand values in mind, again, number one, know the topic you're teaching on. Number two, don't start from scratch. Number three, sell your own thing. Number four, no passive income. Those brand values that I've had from the beginning and that I've become more vocal about for the past couple of years, that is what I use to create content. That is what guides my content every single day. And that is also what guides my product creation, because when I create something and when I'm selling a product, when I'm doing a YouTube video, when I'm recording a podcast, when I'm writing an email, when I'm posting something on Instagram, it comes from that overarching belief system that it's not just mine, but it's also my business. That is what my business stands for. And overall, what all of that means is that there is no easy path to online business, okay? It can be simple. It can be streamlined. It can be organized, right? But it's not necessarily easy. It is not, it's definitely not passive. And I can't sit here and lie to you, right? I can't sit here and sell you the false dream of buy this done for you journal, change the color from purple to blue and put it on Etsy and you'll make thousands of dollars. I cannot tell you that, okay? And I won't, and I never have. But by me saying these words, it causes a lot of people to send me not so nice emails. It causes people to unsubscribe from my email list, which is fine, because if that's what you want, then yeah, you shouldn't be in my world. You shouldn't be listening to this podcast. You shouldn't be on my email list or even buying any of my products, because I will never give you something that is completely done for you, because I don't believe that you should buy that type of product. Because sure, okay, you will make some money, right? Because these things sell. Of course, you can buy one of those, put it on Etsy, put it on your email, whatever. You'll make money, right? But you will make so much more money. You will inspire so much more change in your audience when you sell something that comes from your own brain, and you will make so much more money that way than selling something that you bought from someone else. Just trust me on this one, okay? Just trust me on this one. Create your own thing. Is it harder? Yes, of course, because you have to think. But you know what? It is not as hard as it was a year ago, because these days we have ChatGPT, we have Midjourney, we have Claude, we have DALL-E, we have, is it DALL-E what it's called? I've never actually used it. DALL-E? Anyway, one of those. There is so much that you have on your fingertips that you can go to Claude, you can type a few ideas that you have, and you can tell it, hey, these are my ideas, can you organize them? Right? Just last night, I took one of my YouTube videos, I downloaded the transcript, I put it on Claude, and I told Claude, take this transcript from this YouTube video that I made and turn it into a blog post. And about 30 seconds later, I have the most beautifully written blog post by Claude. Now, do I need to go back in and make sure it's SEO friendly and there's no errors and things like that? Of course. but I got a blog post in 30 seconds, right? 10 years ago, it would have taken me 2 hours to write one blog post. So use the tools that we have available to fine-tune what you already have, because AI is here, right? We can't escape AI. It's here. Use it in a way that enhances what you already have. Now, those brand values are completely attached to my customers' problems and the outcomes that I want to that I want them to have with my teachings, my products, my content, and all of that. Because those brand values will become the guide to everything else. For example, brand value number 2, that is don't start from scratch, it is directly linked to some of my customer problems. For example, lack of design skills. They have difficulty standing out. Those are 2 things that my templates and my courses and classes, they solve those problems. Because if you don't have very good design skills, grab one of my templates and start from there, which is then directly tied to one of my customer outcomes, which is confidence to know where to start. That is the number 1 customer outcome that I wrote, because at the end of the day, that is what I want to provide to my customers. It is that confidence that they know I can start with this template. This is where I start with this template. And I'm going to take this template and turn in my own. I'm going to put my own information there, my own IP, my own branding, my own everything. And I'm going to make it match my business and my brain. That is outcome number 1 for my customers. Now to finish up, don't be afraid of speaking up, okay? As you just heard, my brand values are a little bit out there, right? They're not the most positively written brand values, but hey, that right there is where I stand for. And the more I stand on what I believe on, the more I create content and products based on that, I will keep attracting the right people. I will keep bringing on the right collaborations for me. And those who sell products or create content that doesn't align with that, they won't even contact me. And I have found that to be true, actually. I don't want to get too much into that, but yeah. People that I was close with 3-4 years ago, we don't talk anymore. And it's all because I set those boundaries that your thing, whatever you sell and whatever your messaging is, doesn't align with me. So I'm not going to promote this thing that you sell, because it just doesn't align with me. And that goes both ways. That goes from if you are listening to this and you have been wanting to work with me or reach out to me, and whatever I said here doesn't align with you, then you get to decide, do I really want to reach out to her? Do I really want to work with her? A partner on some level. You get to decide who you want to work with. And when you are very clear on what your values are, what your business's values are, it all becomes a lot easier. Be clear on what you want to create from there, and your business success will flow in. I will see you on the next one.